Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going deep on B2B lead generation.
Yeah, always a fun one. We've got a really cool case study to pick apart today.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear it.
All right, so Reach Marketing, you familiar with them?
Oh yeah, they're the award-winning agency, right?
That's the one. They helped this huge dental insurance company. I'm talking massive, like 68 million people covered.
Wow.
68 million.
Yeah. So even for a company that big, they had some marketing challenges, right?
I guess even giants have their struggles. So what were they up against?
Well, you know, connecting with the right audience, they had to reach individual brokers, but also these huge corporations.
Makes sense.
And on top of that, they had to make it clear why their dental plans were the best, stand out from the crowd, you know?
Yeah, that's always a challenge.
And of course, turn all that attention into actual growth, bottom line stuff.
Right, not just hype.
Yeah.
So, how did Reach Marketing approach this? I know they're all about that data-driven strategy.
Oh, yeah. So first thing, they tapped into their own database, ReachBase. It's got all sorts of info about potential clients.
Like way more than just your average contact list.
Way more. Company size, what industry they're in, where they're located, even how they've responded to marketing in the past.
Okay, so it's not just about blasting everyone with the same message. It's targeted.
You got it. Data-driven targeting. They basically used all that data to create profiles, figured out exactly which businesses were most likely to want these dental plans.
So they're like marketing detectives.
Exactly. They cracked the code.
All right, so they know who they want to reach. What's next?
Well, this is where it gets really cool. Multi-channel campaign. It's like they combined a sniper rifle and a what's a really persistent
Little
animal?
scavenger.
Yes, honey badger. So personalized email straight to the decision makers at these companies,
Okay.
display ads to catch people's attention while they're online, and content marketing to position themselves as the experts in dental insurance. You know, give people useful information.
Wait, back up a second. You said personalized emails. How do you do that when you're reaching so many businesses?
That's the trick. They use those profiles they built to split their audience into groups. So, like, a small business owner might get an email about how affordable the plans are.
Right.
But a big corporation, they'd get something focused on the coverage and how easy it is to manage, like tailoring a suit, you know?
Ah, I see, I see. Makes a lot of sense. But even with all that, these things take time, right? No one's signing up for a dental plan after just one email.
You're telling me that's why the multi-channel thing is so key. They're consistently showing up in different places, sharing valuable stuff.
So they're building trust over time.
Exactly. Not a sprint, it's a marathon. They know that with B2B, you've got to guide those leads through each step.
It's all about playing the long game.
You got it.
It's all about playing the long game. But what does that actually look like? You know, how do you nurture those leads?
Think of it this way. You walk into a store, and instead of some pushy salesperson, you get this friendly expert who wants to help.
Someone who actually gets what you need.
Right. So Reach Marketing, they used all sorts of tactics, like email sequences, but with good stuff, valuable insights.
Not just spam.
No way. Webinars too, digging deep into specific problems businesses have. Even those retargeting ads, you know, gently reminding people about their
The
solutions.
ones that follow you around the internet.
Exactly. But the thing is, with all this going on, how do they keep track? Make sure it's actually working.
Yeah, that's a lot of moving parts.
Well, this is where data-driven marketing really shines. They tracked everything, every email open, every click.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah. Website visits, demo requests, the whole nine yards. Constantly analyzing, looking for ways to tweak the campaign and get better results.
So it's like they're scientists in a marketing lab.
Haha, that's a good way to put it. Always experimenting. And you want to know the best part?
Lay it on me.
The results. Remember all those challenges the dental insurance company had?
Reaching different
Yeah.
audiences, standing out, getting more business.
They nailed it across the board. Ready for some numbers?
Hit me.
They grew their audience by 225,000.
No way. That's incredible.
It is. But it's not just about reaching more people, it's about reaching the right people. And those people were engaged. Double-digit engagement rates across their campaigns.
So people were actually reading those emails and clicking those ads.
You got it. They weren't just ignoring them, they were interested. And guess what? All that interest led to more business. Way more demand for their services.
So this wasn't just a popularity contest. It translated into actual results.
Exactly. They weren't just winning awards, they were winning customers. But here's the thing.
I'm listening.
These strategies, they're not just for big companies. Any business, no matter what you do, can use these ideas.
That's what I love about these deep dives. We take these big, complex ideas and make them real, something anyone can use.
Right on. So let's break it down. First things first, you got to understand your ideal customer.
Get inside their head.
Yeah. It's not enough to just know, like, their age or job title. Got to dig deeper. What keeps them up at night? What are they looking for? Paint a picture.
Exactly. Then you got to create content that speaks to that. Content they actually want to read or watch. Think about it. What questions are they asking? What problems are they trying to solve?
So give them the answers. Be helpful.
Exactly. And remember, content comes in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Blog posts, videos, webinars, even just a good email newsletter. You gotta find what works for your audience.
So we've got the ideal customer all figured out. We've got the content they're gonna love. But how do we actually get it to them?
Aha. That's the million-dollar question.
Well, not literally, but you know what I mean. That's where multi-channel marketing comes in.
Multi-channel, like using a bunch of different things.
Yeah. Think of it like an orchestra. You've got all these different instruments. Each one brings something unique, right?
Okay, so what are our instruments in the marketing orchestra?
Well, you've got your classics, like email.
Yeah.
And social media. That's huge. Both of those are great for building those relationships and sharing a good content.
Makes sense. What else?
Then you've got paid advertising. That's your, like, your big brass section, you know? Really amplifies your reach and targets the right folks.
Okay, and what about those softer, more behind-the-scenes approaches?
Ah, you're talking about the strings. Content marketing, SEO, all that. It's like they're pulling people in, you know, with those informative, engaging tunes.
I like that analogy. So we're composing a whole marketing symphony.
Exactly. And you need a good conductor to keep everything in sync.
So that's where marketing automation comes in.
You got it. It's like your digital maestro. Automates your campaigns, makes sure the right message gets to the right person at the right time.
No more just randomly sending stuff out. We're being strategic here.
Exactly. Guiding those leads through every step from, hey, I just heard about you, all the way to sign me up.
Speaking of signing up, that's the goal, right? Conversion.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. But you got to make it easy for people. Clear call to actions, simple checkout process. Website's got to be easy to use. No roadblocks.
So we're paving the way to conversion. Making it smooth.
Smooth as silk. But sometimes people need a little nudge, you know, even with the best road.
Like what kind of nudge?
Social proof. People trust businesses more when they see other people having good experiences.
Testimonials, reviews, stuff like that.
You know it. It's like having a whole crowd of happy customers saying, hey, this is the real deal.
Adds credibility. Makes people feel more comfortable.
Exactly. And remember, lead generation, it's not a one and done thing. It's ongoing. Always got to be testing and refining your approach.
Never stop learning, right?
Never stop learning. So I think we've covered a lot of ground today. You know, understanding your customer, building that conversion funnel, all of it.
It's been a great deep dive. We've given our listeners a lot to think about.
Yeah, for sure. They've got the tools now. It's time to take action, try some of this stuff out, and see what works for them.
And who knows, maybe we'll feature their success story on a future episode.
You never know. It could happen.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into B2B lead generation.
Always a pleasure. Catch you next time.
And to all our listeners out there, keep those marketing gears turning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.